The International Wine Festival happens at the start of next month, March 3rd through 5th. It's one of the Midwest's largest annual wine events, and Rick Sayre is the Vice President and Director of Winemaking at Rodney Strong Vineyards. That's out in California. He's the honorary chair this year. He couldn't make it, but we were lucky to have Liz Hammer in. She's representing the Rodney Strong Vineyards, and she's going to tell us all about wine and also the wine festival here in Cincinnati. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
So let's talk about wine. What's so special about wine? I mean, why do we celebrate it? Why do we study it? And why are we having a wine festival for it?
Well, first of all, wine tastes really, really good.
Yep.
And secondly, wine tastes better when it's shared over great meals with great friends. So I think it's just that sense of community and that camaraderie, not to mention for me personally, not just as a wine professional, but specifically as a wine enthusiast, I love the whole fact that there is a huge element of learning behind wine. So it's history, it's taste, it's where place matters, it's all kinds of sorts of things that really 20 years later into my career, I'm still learning something new about wine every day, and I really love that part of it.
Okay, you mentioned place. It seems that geography is a big, big deal when it comes to talking about wine and enjoying wine. What is it about geography that makes a difference?
Well, I'll give you the same spiel that I give everyone at the beginning of one of the wine dinners that I do. And I start all of my presentations with, if you just remember one thing about your dinner tonight or our conversation today about Rodney Strong, please remember just two words: place matters, place matters, place matters. So we work really hard to promote the fact that since 1959, when we got started at Rodney Strong Vineyards, our place has always been Sonoma County. We don't produce any wines that have that scary appellation that just says California. It's a really big state, and we're very, very proud of the fact that we're dedicated to Sonoma County.
Okay, Napa Valley, that's another nice place for growing grapes and making wine. Is there a difference?
Oh, there's a huge difference. When you stop and think about it, Sonoma County is 2.5 times the land mass of Napa. But the best part of what makes Napa so different from Sonoma is we get the first and best benefits of being right on the coast. So basically, we get the first fruits of that maritime influence. So Napa gets what's left after it sweeps across Sonoma County.
Okay. Now, what does all that mean to a person sitting down and about to drink some wine?
Well, first of all, the cooling effect of being on the coast helps us to produce wines that can be a little bit more elegant in stature, in nature, in mouthfeel, and certainly in flavor as well, specifically Russian River Valley. That's one of our largest grape-growing regions within Sonoma County, and it's also one of our coolest grape-growing regions in Sonoma. So cold equals great Pinot and Chardonnay. So that's the reason why there's been so much press and accolades about Pinot Noirs that come from Russian River Valley specifically, because it's an ideal grape-growing region for those types of varietals. But having said that, you can bounce around all of Sonoma County and get to much warmer areas, as in Alexander Valley, where you can drink some world-class Bordeaux varietals. Of the Bordeaux varietals, Cab is king, and that's actually the varietal that we specialize in at Rodney Strong.
Okay, so sounds like there'll be a lot of different wines here just coming out of each winery, huh?
Oh, yes. We actually put 16 wines into national distribution at Rodney Strong: Sauvignon Blanc, Chardonnay, Pinot Noir, Zinfandel, Merlot, Cabernet, and then we also make a beautiful Meritage as well.
So let's talk about the Cincinnati Wine Festival. It's the International Wine Festival, too. I forgot to mention that. And so what goes on here? I mean, we're just going to see, you know, a whole bunch of wineries, you know, have displays and tables and booths and stuff. And what happens then?
Correct. Okay, so our guest would purchase a ticket and enter into the grand tasting room. There's usually 100 different booths or so, and each booth has anywhere between 4 and 8 wines that our guests can get the opportunity to experience and then speak with either someone like myself or someone like Rick or someone from the winery or the distributor so that they can have their questions answered. What am I drinking? I'm tasting strawberry. Does it really taste the little strawberry notes to you? And just be able to engage in that kind of conversation so we can really focus on the education piece as well as the experiencing the wine itself.
When this is happening, how is all this set up?
When you walk into the room, you're presented with a program too. So the real serious wine enthusiast will get the program online so that they're able to map out, I want to make sure that I go to this booth and try this wine, so that they get an opportunity to experience exactly what it is that they're excited about trying or learning something new about, as opposed to just walking in saying, okay, I've got to hit every single one of these booths and try every single one of these wines in a 2.5 or 3 hour time frame, because that can be really overwhelming.
Okay, this is sound kind of silly, but you know, most people, when they first experience wine, and unfortunately it's something like Boone's Farm and Mad Dog 2020, and it's good that people can develop a more mature taste. How does that happen, and how does that incorporate into what the wine festival is all about?
Everybody typically starts with the sweeter things, and then over time, as your flavor profile, your personal taste starts to change and develop, most people will eventually start stepping up into the drier things. So they'll go from a sweet white wine to drier styles of white wine, and then ultimately take that leap of faith and get over into the reds. Ironically, I think most people start with big, bold reds and then somehow circle back into the more approachable, fruit-forward reds, which are very dry wines, but they're just a little bit more fruit-forward. But eventually, you come full circle where you've gone through and you're tasting. Most people, once they get away from sweet wines, never return to sweet wines. But I find, in my experience as well, after I made the full circle and went the route of Chardonnay and Sauvignon Blanc to Pinot, Zinfandel, Merlot, and Cabernet, it's nice to be able to circle back around and discover some new dry white wines from different grape-growing regions.
So this will be happening on March 3rd through 5th. It's the Cincinnati International Wine Festival. Over 100 different wineries will be represented, including Rodney Strong Vineyards. And from that vineyard out in California, Liz Hammer has been with us. Thank you very much for talking with us about wine and, wow, kind of working up a thirst, too.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Frank.
And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Frank Johnson.